USA News. I'm John Schaefer. There are signs prosecutors in Georgia may soon announce whether former President Trump will be indicted for his alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. The Democratic Fulton County District Attorney has been investigating Trump and his allies for more than 2 years. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, a resident of Lahaina, got into a vehicle with friends to flee the flames, but the roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran for my life. Ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean. And they stayed in their car. They, three of my friends in one car and two dogs died.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green warns crews could find 10 to 20 people per day, probably until they finish. The White House says President Biden was never in business with his son Hunter.
They keep turning up documents and witnesses showing that the president wasn't involved, never discussed these business dealings, and did nothing wrong.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the investigation led by House Republicans have yet to turn up substantial evidence to prove the allegations. Those House Republicans have accused the president of being involved in an influence peddling scheme, and they say bank records show the president was receiving payments. Some federal employees in San Francisco are being urged to work from home for now. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting that the Department of Health and Human Services issued the work-from-home advisory due to the unsafe conditions around the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building. The HHS advisory cited the fact that the surrounding area is home to an open-air drug market and is often frequented by people who are likely to be high on various substances. And Wall Street's week is off to a positive start. Tech stocks were among the bright spots, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rebounding after weekly losses. Tesla shares fell more than 1%, however, after the company cut prices for Model Y units in China. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Toyota is recalling nearly 200,000 Tundra pickup trucks that were made at their San Antonio, Texas plant. A plastic tube that's used in the fuel line can rub against a brake line and cause a leak. The recall notice says there is also an increased risk of fire. It applies to trucks made in 2022 and 2023, and it's for both the gas-powered and electric hybrid models. Looks like all bets are off.
Mark Zuckerberg says Elon Musk isn't serious about a cage fight, and it's time to move on from their proposed showdown, the details of which were never nailed down. Zuckerberg saying Elon won't confirm a date, then he says he needs surgery, and now he asks to do a practice round in my backyard instead. Zuckerberg is actually a practitioner of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He won gold and silver in two featherweight white belt categories at a California martial arts tournament in May. I'm Corey Myers.
A New Hampshire woman is suing an Italian marketplace after slipping on a piece of prosciutto. The accident happened at Eataly Boston back in October of 2022. Alice Cohen of Guilford says she slipped and broke her ankle. She filed a lawsuit in Suffolk Superior Court on Friday, requesting at least $50,000 in damages. Barbie is the number one movie at the box office once again. The blockbuster brought in an estimated weekend gross of $33.7 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.